Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast.
In this week's mini-episode, me and Noah talk about upcoming movie trailers as we sit in a cold car in downtown Los Gatos.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Bort! Fuck you, recorder thing! Hi! Welcome to Tancast!
My name is Tim Babb! And you're watching Tancast!
It's probably like Jackass.
I'm Johnny Knoxville! And this is Guys in the Car Who Forgot to Hit the Record Correctly!
I said some funny shit before you came along.
I said a lot of shit about dick juice that was hilarious.
Tim says so. I say not so much. We just watched the trailer for Pacific Rim. Tim said he wasn't going to see it in the theater. I said, really?
Damn!
I showed all the visuals. I'm like, damn! It still made Tim laugh. Not as hard as the first time.
So, rewinding back, we were sitting in a car after we just ate a delicious dinner at Double D's.
Double D's.
And I was like, we should talk about movie trailers, because we were talking about movie trailers in the restaurant.
We should record it.
Exactly. And so I decided the best way to do that was to not hit record, and I think there are people in the truck in front of us, because I'm seeing heads move.
Yeah, hey, people!
I wonder if they're recording a podcast. We should go cross over with them. What's yours is about? Ours is about movie trailers.
Oh, this specific one. It's really about nothing.
So Pacific Rim does look interesting, but there's nothing for me to latch onto in terms of, like...
That doesn't appeal to your nerd boy fantasy, like robots fighting monsters?
Yeah. I mean, I was a Godzilla fan back in the day. I never really got into Voltron.
I mean, so for me, what prompts me most to see things in theaters these days is either a friend wants to see it, and as long as I have some interest in it, I will go see it in the theater. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I'm going to, like, I'm making the choice, then visuals. And that seems to be a very visually big movie, which is why I would want to see it on a big screen. I mean, you don't even have an HD TV at home.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so like...
I'm sorry, Father Warbucks, not ever Daddy Warbucks.
I'm just saying, so not only are you missing on the big visuals of the theater, you're not going to even get the high-def version at home.
Whatever, I've seen it. I wear glasses, man. I don't need to fucking
All right.
I'm not going to know the difference. For me, it's usually... A plot, or like what if the hook of the story is interesting? That's what gets me in the theater.
Because to me, like, I guess the difference, like, the difference for me to want to pay that extra money generally is the visuals. Like, even if, like, if it's a good plot and but the visuals don't matter, then I can just watch it at home.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, if it's good enough, then, like, I don't fucking want to wait for that to come out.
Okay, so it's more like an immediacy thing. Like, I want to see this now because this looks so good.
Exactly. Although, okay. To be honest, everything I've seen in the theater in the last 2 years have been. Event movie. Well, it's. I think we broke it. We finally broke the streak this past month because up to now, everything we've seen in the theater has either been a superhero movie or a kids movie. Because like, the first thing we saw in the theater, I think, was Green Lantern. And then. Fucking, what was the kiddie movie that came out that year? Fucking Ballsack McGee, I don't remember. And then The Muppets, and then.
Brave?
That was after. Okay. Then we saw Brave. That year we saw Avengers, Brave, Dark Knight. Well, fuck, what did we just see? I feel like we just saw two movies in fairly rapid succession.
I do not know. Spittle.
A little spittle. Fuck, what just came out recently? We didn't see Argo or Flight, but we saw Wreck-It Ralph.
That's oh, yeah, movie. I'm gonna wreck it!
That's a kid's movie, so that does... So what was the other movie that wasn't a kid's movie and wasn't a superhero movie that we saw? It came out at the end of the year. I mean, toward, you know, fairly recently.
Also, Wreck-It Ralph, Argo... Flight, Lincoln.
Nope.
I feel like this is what I meant.
Bond!
Yes, Skyfall.
I was like, fuck, what was it? I know we just talked about it on Tancast. So, yeah, I'm sure people want to know what movies I've seen in the theater. But, yeah, Bond, that was another one where, like, I just want to see it because I don't want it. I don't want to let... it wasn't about the visuals. Like, I just didn't want to let time go by without me having seen it.
Okay.
Same with Wreck-It Ralph.
Fair enough.
I was like, that looks intriguing. Fucking video games, and they're all crossed over. Ah!
It was pretty good. They did a good job.
I concur.
And then we transition to which do you think is more make... Or which one I think is going to make more money, Iron Man or Superman. I was saying Iron Man because I feel like it has so much momentum from the previous movies and the Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I was going to... That's how we actually ended up starting recording this. I was supposed to look up who's directing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some free Wi-Fi.
No, I wouldn't trust it.
All right, cancel. Abort! Pull up!
I can just look up on my phone. And do you think the director matters?
I think the director only matters if it's extremely positive or extremely negative. Like, if they got Michael Bay to direct it, that would be... Well, you know what? Even that might not be so bad, because... I mean, those Transformers movies do well. It'll just be the fanboys will bitch and moan about it. So, but, like, if they got Uwe Boll to direct it, I think that would be bad.
Okay.
Or if they got Steven Spielberg to direct it, people would be like, oh, shit! Spielberg is directing this motherfucker!
Shane Black.
Oh, fuck, he did something...
He had only directed 3 movies. He directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which got generally good reviews. And he's directed 2 other movies that haven't even come out yet. So, Iron Man 3 and Death Note, which is based on a manga comic book.
Ah.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
But I want to say, like, he's a writer or an editor on stuff, so...
Oh,
Shane Black,
writer... Like- Let's see, Lethal Weapon 5, possibly, AWOL, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Lethal Weapon 4, Long Kiss Goodnight, Last Action Hero, Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, because I remember that's why people were kind of high on him. They were like, and I don't know if he had anything to do with the writing of Iron Man.
So I guess, like, if he's an unknown for the general populace, then it probably doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure most people who are going to see Iron Man don't know who Shane Black is.
Right, like, the fact that the guy who directed John Carter also directed, was it WALL-E?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
It was one of the Pixar movies. I think it was WALL-E.
Oh.
Like, I don't think that mattered. Like, they didn't put that on the... They didn't bother, you know, from the director of WALL-E.
Let's see.
Which probably would have helped, because anything would have helped that film.
Andrew
movie.
Staton, Finding Nemo...
WALL-E!
And WALL-E. Right there. Yeah. Wow.
Suck it. Finding Nemo 2?
That's what it says.
Fuck you, Pixar! Fuck!
IMDb is destroying Tim's childhood.
Even though I was a full-ass adult when Finding Nemo came out. Oh, and so I was going to agree with you. I think Iron Man's going to do better.
Yeah.
For the reasons you said, coming off of Avengers, which was super hot. And just, like, I haven't heard any nerd rage about the Iron Man trailer. Like, I haven't heard people going, like, man, that looks stupid.
Have you heard nerd rage? You're the only nerd rage I've heard about Superman.
Well, I've heard.
Okay.
Well, some of it ranging from the, you know, seems like it gets said about every superhero movie. Costume looks dumb. Which,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of people going, like, it looks like fucking emo Superman again, which is the exact thing we bitched about the last time.
What kind of... All right, if you could take one of the superhero movies that come out recently, which one would you more closely want Superman to be like?
Avengers. Well, Iron Man, I guess, would be more accurate. Because Avengers...
I don't know why the fuck I'm wearing my seatbelt.
Because this podcast is dangerous.
Fucking...
Slam into you.
This podcast is going off the rails.
Full contact. Yeah, probably the first Iron Man.
Okay.
Although, I feel like we don't need another Superman origin story.
Now, I got another interesting conversation for you.
Oh, all right. Well, here we go.
So, me and Stephanie were talking about... They're talking about bringing Bryan Singer back for X-Men, the next one, I think.
I thought that they were.
Is it for sure?
I could be wrong.
But they were discussing, like, what has Bryan Singer directed, like, since Usual Suspects? I know people, but has he really done anything great? Like, the first X-Men movies were decent, but I don't feel they were as good as the last one. The last one was my favorite X-Men movie so far.
I still haven't seen X-Men Last Stand.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, for a while it feels like people were holding up X2 as the greatest superhero movie.
Yeah, right? Maybe it's just faded in my mind. Like, I think I need to watch it again. Like, maybe it's just, it's been too long. because I don't remember how I felt about it. I mean, I know I enjoyed it, but like, I don't remember what level of enjoyment I had for it. And I guess since the other X-Men movie is more recent in my mind, the more recent one, you know, that seems better to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were discussing, like, has he done anything that great since? It seems like he hasn't really done anything good in a while. And then we were looking up his directing stuff. And I'm like, yeah, he has done a lot.
Delicious.
Ladies, I'm single.
And ready to mingle.
Ready to stick my dick in your ass.
Keeper.
Jack the Giant Slayer. That has not come out yet. Oh, I don't know if Andy knew this, but he directed Mockingbird Lane.
The Munsters. Yeah. Reboot.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy to me, and that was pretty good.
Valkyrie. I mean, that was everybody's favorite movie of 2008.
Football Wives? What the fuck? Oh, Superman Returns. That's the other thing he directed that I guess people didn't like.
What? It was brilliant.
X2, X-Men.
Who doesn't want to see Superman lift an entire continent full of kryptonite and be like, okay, I guess he can do that now. That's his thing. I wonder what they're doing in that truck in front of us.
They're waiting to have gay sex, and they're like, what the fuck are those people doing back there? I want to have gay sex.
Is it two guys?
I don't know.
Why would two guys just be sitting in a parked vehicle in late night in Los Gatos on a Friday?
Why would people do that?
What's the deal with queer?
They like fucking.
Who doesn't like fucking? I mean, I was going to say priests, but clearly that's not the case. Boom! Take that, Catholic Church from at least 4 years ago.
Burn!
Suck on it.
I didn't fart just now, everyone. In a closed car.
You know who says that? People who fart.
Okay, so we talked about Pacific Rim. We talked about... actually, I didn't hear what you thought about Now You See Me.
It looks interesting. I probably won't see that in the theater either.
Okay.
But I'll actually probably rent that before I rented Mexi one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't feel like my wife's getting on board for mech suits versus monsters.
Alright, so you're not taking just your desire, you're taking in your wife's desire as well.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And not that I wouldn't rent it on my own, but I just know I won't find, like, I have movies at my house right now that I own that I don't make time to watch.
So I was telling Tim, like, I like the concept of the movie, and if you haven't seen it, it's basically people are using, like, magic, like, Penn and Teller type magic, not Harry Potter magic. To rob this guy. And I guess you see, like, maybe it's based on, like, you know, the 99%. Like, it seemed like this guy had, like, maybe taken advantage of people, gotten their money.
Oh.
Like, cause remember, they're like, he's taking all this money from you, now we want to return a little.
I thought the people in the crowd, like, they said that, but what I got from the trailer was that those people just fell on hard times, they robbed a bank. Like, I didn't think it was necessarily specific.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
No, the way you said it makes it sound more like maybe, like, I assume it's Michael Caine, maybe, and it's the person who fucked everybody over, and that's who they robbed?
No. I think it's someone different.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. Maybe it's a little bit beside the point.
yeah, it reminds me. I ended a movie for my wife the other day. Or no, a television show. That's what I call it when you have no idea what's going to happen, but you guess it out loud, and just to be like, see, I was right.
I'm so smart. I'm so smart.
I knew it before it happened. So
now, I wear Crocs.
So now I've taken just typing it into my notes section of my iPhone, and then I'll just show it at the end of the episode. And sometimes I'll be like, I was wrong. I said the cat did it. That was illogical on my part. They don't have thumbs.
I was saying, like, I think what I didn't like about, part of the reason I didn't like it is, like, all right, they have Mark Ruffalo, Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, and I don't know who that chick was. Do you know?
No, it was Melanie something. I thought it looked like Amy Adams, but you know how trailers are. I couldn't see her long enough to make that assessment.
And I feel like acting-wise, like, now granted, Morgan Freeman definitely will work for the paycheck. Like, he's not above, like, you know what, that's a fat paycheck, I will work for it. But I feel like the acting chops on those guys is way better than Jesse Eisenberg. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg did good in Social Network, but I feel like it's a mismatch. And I feel like it might be a little corny, the movie.
What?
A little bit. Did you get that from the trailer?
Yeah, it does. But that could be just the way they slapped it. I mean, it does open with, like, a Vegas act. We're fogging up the windows, Noah.
Yeah. Like, I think that guy's a hustler, right? That's what the gay equivalent
are. Oh, is it?
Is it? Is a hustler? I don't know.
I hear swearing.
Hope they're not fighting.
Yeah.
Fuck, I saw some shit go down. Sidetrack. I was in San Francisco. I was getting a drink, walking away from the gas station. Guy walks by holding, like, a rolling suitcase. But he's holding it. He's not rolling it. Walking kind of briskly. Guy comes up to me. A good woman walks up behind me. He's like, call 911. Just that's all she said. I was like, what? Call 911. I'm like, why? He's like, he's stealing my shit. And then she catches up with him. And they start tussling. And they did it in front of, like, a bowling alley. But it's a bowling alley bar. So they have, like, a door guy. And so as soon as they start tussling, that door guy runs up and grabs the guy and throws him against the car. And I was about to call 911, but I didn't want to call 911 without, like, I didn't want to be like, hey, 911, some lady walking by told me to call you.
Yeah, exactly. Just, how are you?
Well, something may be happening.
There's a situation of some sort.
I have no details.
Let's just raise the threat level to gray.
So then I was like, yes, I don't have to get involved in this anymore. I can go back to what I was doing.
Can you just send the fat guy from Die Hard to come check it out after he's done buying tickets?
So that was my side tangent. So, now you see me, I'm 50-50. I'm 50-50 right now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe another trailer could convince you if it was cut better. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay, like, of course it's cheesy because it starts out in the middle of a Vegas act, which are just by definition cheesy. A Vegas magic act.
Yeah.
No offense, Penn and Teller. I know you're listening. Fuck you, Chris Angel.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, what there's a Prestige, right?
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
It was magic, but it was, like, it, you know, had Michael Caine and Christian Bale in it, which I feel like, oh, and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And that was much better, but also wasn't set in modern day. So, you know, I mean, I think nowadays magic is kind of cheesy, so maybe just by default it's going to be that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
What was that other? Oh, The Illusionist, and that was also set in the past. So, yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I will probably go see it in the theater. And then there's two, Star Trek.
Oh, that looks good.
Do you think, or have you heard anything about Cumberbatch being not Khan or not?
I haven't heard anything. Like, I hear a lot of speculation, but I feel like they haven't released it one way or another. And the fact they've given his character a name that most people think is fake.
Like, yeah, Johnny
Joe Blow or something.
Yeah, I remember. I did see that.
But I want to say that, like, that is a... Even the name they gave him was, like, an obscure character from the show.
Okay.
But the fact that he says he wants revenge in the trailer, I'm like, they wouldn't make him Khan and out for revenge in the same movie, because that would make no sense. Because the reason Khan was out for revenge in Star Trek II is because he'd been marooned on a planet since the 60s television show.
Right, so you don't think they would just pick up that storyline?
Well... Because when we first meet Khan, we meet him in the 60s television show. He's just been frozen, and you thaw him. So he has no reason to be
mad. Right, and this
just met him.
This is set in the past.
Exactly.
Got you. I get what you're saying. So, okay.
Are you still plugged in, or did you unplug yourself?
I'm still plugged in. Okay. And then, is there another trailer that we were going to discuss? No, you're not writing important things.
That's supposed to be a heart. It looks more like... It looks like a liver.
Chicken scratch. I liver Noah.
Fuck, there's another movie coming. There was like... Is there another superhero?
Is there another superhero movie coming out next year, baby? I think so. I don't know. Maybe not.
Oh, were we talking about the... We were talking about The Hobbit, but... That's already out, right?
Yeah, that's out. That's out to now. I would see it. I'm going to see it in theaters at some point. I'm not racing to see it.
I'm racing away from it. Fuck The Hobbit. Fuck all hobbits everywhere. I've said it. Deal with me!
Superman, Iron Man. You're not talking about Superman.
Oh, the Tom Cruise thing that looks, that you said kind of looks like The Matrix. What is
Yeah.
Otherworld or Underwear?
Old movie.
Oblivion. That looks good. I want to see that. That might even be a theater for me.
That, for me, Pacific Rim is above Oblivion.
I think it helps that I've heard of everybody involved in Oblivion, whereas Pacific Rim has one guy who was in part of Thor.
And it's directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Who directed Hellboy?
Hellboy didn't really blow my skirt up the way it did for you and Andy.
It was enjoyable. All right. I mean, I will see Oblivion. I don't hate Tom Cruise, but Tom Cruise also doesn't excite me. Like, Tom Cruise just happens to be in movies that I want to see. Mm-hmm. Or he positions himself into movies that, you know, probably people want to see, right? But Tom Cruise as an actor, I'm just like, you do it okay, but I'm sure someone else can do it better.
Really? I feel like he does it well. Whenever he's on screen, like, I buy whatever he's doing. Granted, he doesn't usually stray too far from being Tom Cruise, quote-unquote.
Right. I feel like he's like Bruce Willis in the sense that he just plays so... But I feel like Bruce Willis does the action star better.
Does the action star better?
Yeah. Than Tom Cruise.
Another girl not wearing a short skirt. Get it together!
More short skirts, lady! Tang has demanded it!
You hear that? If you're listening to this, go change and put on a short skirt and then listen to the rest of it.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Bitches.
I was making a list of, like, me as a dyed-in-the-wool Superman fan, how many movies I am looking forward to more than Superman next year. I'm like, this shouldn't be. Although someone cut the trailer. I was waiting to post it until I see a better one. But they posted it with the John Williams music over the second half of the trailer.
Like, you are hard up for that John Williams music.
That fucking makes a difference. Like that generic, like, brum, bleep, wah, they have in the trailer. I'm like, fuck you. That does not get me excited. Like, yeah, like, I'm going to put on my cape and run around the house. Blah, bleep, blah. I'm a hero. Blah, blah, blah. I can't see kids yelling that in the playground. Look, up in the sky. Blah. Fucking... throw some dubstep in there. Superman dubstep remix. Hey, it's getting really foggy in here.
It's hot and humid today. We're not having gay sex. No, yeah. No, not at all. I mean, obviously, I'm not as much of a Superman fan as you, so I'm a little less worried about it. I'm like, I'll see it. Maybe be good, maybe won't.
I mean, who needs to fucking hear the origin story again? I guess this is a popular fanboy complaint as of late, is that there have been too many origin story movies. Like, I think Spider-Man was the one that broke the camel's back. They were like, fucking, we just did this!
I mean, I think the problem is they're always trying to get more people in, so they feel like they need to start at square one to kind of, like, show where the person came from, or else they feel like maybe new people coming aboard won't care.
But I feel like the 1989 Batman... that wasn't really an origin story. I mean, it was for the Joker, but not for Batman. Batman was already Batman.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they sort of explain it, but it's not an origin story. And I think
I get what you're saying.
I think they should do that for the next Batman movie they do. Just he's been Batman for a while. Don't address it.
Okay.
Let the people who aren't following it on the internet just believe that this is the next actor who replaced Christian Bale. And let the people who know, the people who know will know that this is a separate universe. You know what? That might not work because then people will think that Heath Ledger is still the Joker in this universe. So when he appears again, they'll be like, I guess they didn't kill him off in that one. So it would work either way.
Think outside of Superman or superhero movies. Do you think all movies are origin stories? Or do you think there are a lot of movies that are just kind of like a snapshot in the person's life? You know what I mean? Like not really showing where they're coming from, right? So why do we feel we need an origin story for superheroes?
Exactly. Like, it's not like Clerk showed, like, Dante being born and fucking how
and what made him into the person he is today.
Exactly. It was just a day in his life, and he wasn't even supposed to be there that day.
Nope. All right.
We didn't get Marty McFly's whole backstory.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I wonder why superheroes are more... they more tend to want to give them an origin story.
That's a good question. I mean, although...
but maybe because the fact that they're a superhero, you want to know how they became a superhero. Like, maybe you don't care how Dante became Dante, but you want to know how this person got their powers, or why they have these powers, or why they're fighting crime, or...
but I feel like you could just do that with, like, an intro, like, you know, straight, like, visitor from another planet, like they used to do in the fucking television show.
Yeah, yeah.
Came to Earth with abilities and a big dick, and he's coming here to fuck our women! It's Superman! Fucking women every day!
Fuck that pussy! Fuck that pussy!
Woo! Woo! it's actually fucking bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bitches.
Just fucking bitches. Woo, woo. But bitches got pussies.
Fair point.
You can't argue that, sir.
I could, but to what end?
Yeah, so lots of movies coming out. I'm excited. Oh.
Is that even a woman?
I don't know.
It's very foggy in here. We're ogling what could be just a very effeminate young man. Wow, we've been going for 24 minutes.
There's a guy trying to give a girl a piggyback ride, and he's like, fuck this shit, you are too heavy, get off me, bitch.
Did he really do that?
No, no. Oh, okay. Dumped off. I don't know what the conversation was. I like to...
Well, I meant, did it look like he threw a... you know what? Just typing in 2013 is not going to get me movies coming out in 2013. Man of Steel. Oh, Oz. You probably never seen a trailer for that. I've seen footage of it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
Oz. Oh, there's a trailer out? Okay.
Yeah.
At D23 last year, they had footage from it already.
I'm vaguely interested.
Yeah, I do like... who I think it was Doug Benz is like, how do you have a backstory for someone else's dream?
what is the seventh
son?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's after the sixth one.
And apparently, Jeff Bridges,
Julianne Moore, and Ben.
What if you click the little arrow?
Ben Barnes. The Seventh Son is an upcoming fantasy film based on the first installment in Joseph Delaney's children's dark fantasy novel series.
The Wardstone Chronicles, titled The Spook's Apprentice. You know what? Doug Benson kind of made me want to see the last Twilight movie.
Yeah. Did you listen to How Did This Get Made?
No.
Oh. Oh, I guess they say don't listen to that until you've seen it, because it spoils it. They just...
But him just talking, referencing it, like, talking about people's heads getting ripped off, I'm like, now I kind of want to see it. Like, it's definitely not in a theater.
Yeah. I will tell you that I know that there's a bit of a cheat towards the end of it, just so you know.
What do you mean, a bit of a cheat?
I don't want to tell you anymore, because that would ruin it.
Okay.
But you'd be like, oh, fuck you.
Now you see me ripped.
I don't know what that is. You want to look at it?
Yeah, the poster looks weird.
Looks very retro.
It's R.I.P.D.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds, Jeff Bridges, fuck that motherfucker's in everything next year.
It looks comic booky.
Upcoming film, directed by Robert Swigley.
Based on the comic book, Rest in Peace Department, by blah 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 people.
Oh, Dark Horse. Well, that's going to be shit.
Huh. Alright.
I like how they put the cinematography person. Wait. Who did the cinematography on this motherfucker? Then I'll decide when I can see it.
Alwyn.
Mary Louise Parker. Oh, the bacon's in it. Stephanie,
I would fuck you.
Well, there you go, Stephanie Skzolczak.
Didn't she look attractive in that picture?
I'd hit it.
Yeah. You hit and quit it. Some would rather stay and play. Oh!
There's a new Schwarzenegger movie coming out next year, right?
That's not what I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
There's a zombie movie with Brad Pitt coming out.
Yes! World War Z!
Yes.
That I want to see. I knew it was something. Oh, that was what it was. G.I. Joe 2.
Alright.
I know, you want to see it.
Yeah, because it's got Bruce Willis in it. Bruce Willis, man.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Hey, Bruce Willis.
But anyway, yes. Have you read World War Z?
No, have you?
No. Look who you're asking.
Do you read things?
Very rarely, if I can avoid it.
You got books.
I do have books. Monsters University.
I don't even know anything about... Oh! Yes. Monsters, Inc.
Yes.
Two?
Negative one. It's a prequel.
Right, but there's only... This would be the second in the series.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, World War Z, it doesn't look... Like, it's hard to tell that they're zombies. Like, in the trailer, it wasn't very clear. It just seemed like they're crazy people running really fast. Fast zombies scare the shit out of me. Like... I feel like I could deal with slow zombies. Cause I'm like, oh, well, you're kind of slow. You're kind of stupid. I can run away. Fucking once I could got cardio and run fucking fast. That's just cardio. Scary. Like, I can run, but fuck, I don't know if I can outrun a zombie.
You just have to trip me. You're all good.
There's another zombie movie coming out. It's a little twist where the zombie, they're kind of aware the zombie's not, like, as mindless as regular zombies are. And a zombie falls in love with a human, and because he falls in love, that starts to cure him of his zombiness.
I think I saw this. This is how I saw it. The Crack did a contest for movie posters, the worst taglines for upcoming movies. And there's like a lot of it's like technically necrophilia, but it doesn't count or something like that. That's what a lot of people put as a tagline for it. I don't remember what it was. I guess I could look for it. The zombie, but yeah, I made the list, by the way. Top Gun 3D. Who's in the mood for volleyball? It's just like all these dudes with their abs in the background and it's 3D volleyball coming out towards the camera.
Silly.
Very silly. You'll never guess what my Superman poster was.
Fuck, no John Williams score?
Yep. No John Williams score. Why? Fuck you, that's why.
Oh, man.
That was the thing. That's the director that I think a lot of people are like, they're like, oh, I like 300. Yeah, but I saw Sucker Punch, so I think people are worried about Zack Snyder and that effect.
And he also did watch. Yeah, I mean, he definitely, I can see how people may be more polarized with him. Zombie love story? Oh.
That's exactly what I was going to tweet. Warm bodies.
Yes. Yeah, it was interesting.
Have you seen a trailer for it?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I mean, enough that I would want to see it. It looks like it may also be kind of cheap. Did you just fart?
What?
Oh, who? You terrible person.
It's my car! I can fart and all I want.
Still makes you a terrible person.
Hmm?
Still makes you a terrible person.
No, it does not.
Yeah, it does.
I'm a good man.
Oof. No.
Nope.
I told you.
I warned him. I think we may have talked this to death.
Yeah,
Especially since we're going to record a Tancast on Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
And he's going to be like, so you guys want to talk about movies? Fuck you, Andy.
Fuck, we talked about them already.
They've been talked about.
You shut the fuck up and wear your Crocs.
Although, for the listener, this will probably be airing after that Tancast. So now you know why we didn't talk about movies.
And remember, never trust a Superman movie without a John Williams score.
And remember, you're doing it like you're trapped in a car.
With Tim farting.
Thank you for tolerating, I mean listening, to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, Superman will rape you.
Tancast.
Are you guys ready for your headliner? All right, this guy's one of my favorite comics. You've seen him on ABC's Wipeout. You've probably also seen him on Last Comic Standing. Please, really big welcome for Mr. Tim Babb!
Keep going for Erica all night long. I think I got a naughty laugh on accident over there. Pong, in this building, for the first time, 40 years ago this year. Coincidentally, my first ever stand-up show I did in a comedy club was in this club 10 years ago. Woo-hoo! And just like Pong, I am now irrelevant. So, yay! I just hope when they make Pong into a movie, which you know they're going to. They're going to. Not only is Hollywood out of ideas, they have wiped their butt with every idea. They don't care anymore. They're out of craps to give. They give no more craps. They made Battleship into a movie. But at least Pong, like, it's a simple plot. It won't be hard. You know what I mean? Trent Lautner will be some tennis player with a heart of gold, but now he's got to go up against a robot tennis player named Pong, and he beats him in the end, or he loses and learns a valuable lesson. Doesn't matter. There'll be a movie, and that'll be it. But I think other times, when they try and make a video game into a movie, You realize how horrible the plots of video games are, and they don't need... Like, okay, Wreck-It Ralph was a good movie, but for every Wreck-It Ralph, there's Super Mario Brothers, or... Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat. And when you realize... Did you say those were good movies? Who said that? That must be some good Kool-Aid that you're drinking, my friend. But you realize the point of video games is they're entertaining. Like, they look good and they're fun to play. No one sat down and went, I'm gonna make the best story ever. And you realize that when you try to explain the plot of a video game to somebody else. Like, a lot of people think The Legend of Zelda would make a great movie. Let's take a step back and explain to somebody who's never heard of it what The Legend of Zelda's story is. Long ago, there was this ancient kingdom called Hyrule that got taken over by an evil pig wizard. Yes, pig wizard. I don't mean like he has no manners and he farts a lot. I mean he has a face. Oink. You know what I'm saying? Pig. Like he probably gave birth to those pigs in the Angry Bird movies. Like this was the guy. So what he does, he kidnaps the princess, puts an evil curse on the entire land. Everybody's miserable. The only way to defeat the pig wizard is to go down into the 8 dungeons that this kingdom has. If you have 8 dungeons in your kingdom, you're kind of asking for trouble as it is. But each boss in each one of these dungeons is guarding a piece of this artifact called the Triforce. When you put all 8 together, then you have the Triforce of Wisdom. You can go into the 9th dungeon and go defeat the pig wizard. Who do they send on this incredibly complex, challenging task? The army? No. The Marines? No. A ragtag band of misfits who were accused of a crime they didn't commit? No. One 11-year-old boy. Read the book that came with the game, he's 11 years old. And they give him the crappiest sword in the kingdom. Can I get a better sword? This one has rust on it. Yeah, it's called the Rusty Sword. Can I get a better one? Sure, all you have to do is go kill enemies with that, take their money, and once you get enough money, I will sell you a better sword. You're trying to make money off me, dude? The kingdom is cursed. What do you, Mitt Romney? How much money do you need? Political joke 3 weeks too late. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Are you kidding me? You're trying to make money off me? The land is cursed. How about you give me the best sword in the land right now? Better yet, why don't you help me? What are you so busy doing? Sitting here in a room all by yourself with nothing in it except 2 fires burning. Meanwhile, I gotta go use this rusty sword to give tetanus to a pig wizard? This is the worst summer camp ever! The thing I like about gamers, though, as a part of nerd culture, is gamers at least are more accepting of each other. I mean, unless you suck at the game, then whatever, they're gonna make fun of you. But you can, like, you know, like, oh, I like first-person shooters. Oh, I like, you know, side-scrolling adventure game. I like fantasy. I like, you know, old-school Pong, stuff like that. Everybody all gets along. Outside of that, there is definitely a right way and a wrong way to be a nerd. And I've apparently chosen the wrong way. Like, I'm not excited about the new Hobbit movie. I'm sorry. Whoa. Wait. Here's a little secret. I haven't even seen the 3rd Lord of the Rings movie.
Whoa. Me neither.
After 2 movies, I was like, I don't care if they ever get this ring into this volcano. I am not investing another 3 hours of my life to watch these furry-footed hobbits walking. And they have a wizard! I've seen the Sword in the Stone! This should not have taken this long! It's like, we're at the volcano. There was the ring. Movie's over! But whatever, there's a right way and a wrong way to be a nerd. I'm apparently the wrong kind of nerd, and I've decided to embrace it. I'm not gonna hide anymore. I am done pretending that I don't like Captain Picard more than Captain Kirk. Deal with me! What? While Captain Kirk was busy trying to, you know, jump some green alien space bones, Captain Picard just prevented an intergalactic war. You're welcome. He doesn't need some galactic toupee to make things happen. He just makes it so. Tell you what, also done pretending that Batman is a better superhero than Superman. Please, stop. Stop it. It's always the same Batman fanboys like, dude, Superman is so boring. Oh, gosh, he's so boring. He has too many powers. You can't find a villain that can fight him. He's boring. Oh, he's boring. Because he has too many powers. Okay. Next time a big, giant meteor comes steaming towards Earth, call Batman. See what he's got for you. When he's done crapping his bat tights, Superman will handle business. You see what I'm saying? And what I can't stand is the hypocrisy of these same fanboys. The same ones that said Superman is too powerful. You can't find an enemy to fight him. Will insist that Batman could beat Superman in a fight. Stop it! Superman's DNA is enhanced by the yellow sun. He has super strength, nigh invulnerability. He shoots lasers out of his eyes. Batman has a large checkbook. He knows kung fu. And he has a boomerang shaped like a bat. Who's gonna win? Oh, it's a nail biter. And then, of course, they always say, well, Batman would just have kryptonite. Yeah, Batman would just have kryptonite. Yeah, remember that steaming meteor from a little while earlier? There went Gotham. I win. Superman wins. Fatality. Oh, and I got one more. I got, oh, they're going to flame my blog tomorrow over this one, but I don't care. I like Return of the Jedi better than Empire Strikes Back. And I know why nerds hate Return of the Jedi. I hear it every time I get off stage. Ewoks. Oh, the Ewoks. The Ewoks are so stupid. You know why you don't like the Ewoks? Because they're cute. Nerds can't handle happiness. I don't know what happened. Look, I got picked on. They stole my teddy bear. I don't want to see any happy teddy bears. I'm sorry. There's no amount of Ewoks in that movie that can counteract the effects of Princess Leia in that gold bikini. Winner! Winner! Chicken dinner.